Chapter 2 The Family in Business Boys and Banks 1873-87 Success in life depends greatly on the occupation we permanently adopt at the outset, and that again depends so much on whether we are suited for the occupation selected, that the question should rather be the fitness of the individual for the occupation than the merits of the occupation itself. Thomas Mellon and His Times. 1. Recession and Recovery. The sudden crash of 1873 ushered in a global downturn so deep and protracted that it would be known as the Great Depression until superseded by the even greater cataclysm of 1929-33. For the next 25 years, times were generally hard across North America and Europe, and this quarter century encompassed half of Andrew Mellon's working life in private enterprise. It was not only 401 Negley that was a bleak formative environment. As a fledgling banker and businessman, A.W. matured in stern and competitive times. The American economy took the rest of the decade to stage even a mild recovery, but there was a further recession between 1882 and 1886, and prices, profits, and interest rates remained low almost to the end of the century. The global glut of agricultural products hit farmers severely, even as the Midwest became one of the great granaries of the world, and as cattle and cowboys populated the prairies. Sharing his father's disdain for farming, Andrew Mellon would never be much concerned about the state of the rural economy. Across the country, with unemployment at previously unimagined levels, the conflict between labor and capital became more bitter, and a succession of Republican administrations, mired in a succession of financial scandals and led by such mediocre presidents as Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, and Harrison, were disinclined to intervene by way of fiscal policy.